Oh, mama. Put that thing on easy mode. Go with standard dish. Story mode is my big fetish. Go with standard dish. My avatar's all coquettish. Just coquettish.
Welcome back, Luraline.
No! Lurelin. Yeah.
If Lurelin. You think about it.
Lurelin.
Lurelin.
Alan. I like Lurelin. It's like Merlin, but... It's,
yeah. Okay, yeah. Wait. Can we agree, though, that clearly for the fishing village, they took the word lure and the word line, and they mashed it together, and then they just dropped the E to try to trick people.
Okay, I hadn't considered that until this very point in time, but yes, that does seem to be what happened.
Makes
sense. I'm still going to say Lurelin.
But that's why I think lure... My brain wants lure, like a fishing lure, to be the first word, you know? Lurelin. Lureline.
Ugh.
Lureline. I don't know about that. I don't know.
All right. Jackie, what's your...
Welcome back to Standard Edition, the video game book club podcast, where standard people play the standard edition of a video game and break it down week by week. I'm Jackie.
I'm Alan.
I'm Billy.
I'm Kaylee, and I have opinions about how fictitious sea villages are pronounced.
I do. Hard opinions.
Oof. And welcome, Lewis, to Patreon.
Welcome, Lewis.
Hey.
Hey.
And they sent us a message. Howdy. Love the Zelda playthrough. After just finishing my own playthrough, I am very much interested to re-experience it through fresh eyes. Mm. Maybe take a drink every time the gang needs to get roped back onto the topic. Sounds fun. Ooh, that's a good one.
Accurate.
And this could be a hard... Wow. I already have
okay,
a feeling
but the
word.
Topic is just the game. Yeah, but that does require roping.
Yeah,
it does. I mean, it does indeed.
Not all, yeah.
Talking about grilling Doritos and such.
Thanks for the kind words and supporting us, Lewis. Oh, I think we also had... I just didn't prepare anything today. Came right through traffic. You know, the work traffics. Mm. Those are bad traffics.
Mm. Boo.
But we got some reviews. And basically, the homework is just, hey, friends, if you'd like to support us and you like us making these, then you can go to Patreon or you can go to our website, which is Standard Dish. That's like addition, but the standard one without all the downloadable content that you never use.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And you can buy us around there if you would like, mm-hmm. and we'll drink it on the show. Mm-hmm. You could leave us reviews on your podcast app.
Reviews.
And yes, like Lainey just did, actually the best Zelda podcast. Aww. Such a fun and funny podcast. I look forward to every episode. Thank
Aww.
You.
Aww. Wow, that's nice. Short and sweet. I like it.
Yay.
And I wish I could read this whole title, but it trails off. It trails off.
Oh, trails off. It trails off. Like, yeah.
We're in for a long one, folks. It's going to be a bumpy ride. We shouldn't have started with sexy Pokemon. Oh, speaking of, we were talking about sexy Pokemon for a while at the beginning, and we might be putting that specially only for our Patreon friends. So if you want to hear our thoughts on sexy Pokemon and whatever we were talking about and whatever Jackie's sending photos of out, you could go to Patreon, and that's where our little special bonus episodes go. Link, you must listen to, and then dang it, I can't read the rest of it, but fun podcast to be listened to away from young ears. Did we already talk about this?
No.
Okay.
Keep going away from young ears. Oh, you introduced it, and then you got away from the topic, and now we're roping back into the topic, so I feel like we should
take
drink.
A drink.
Yeah.
There you go.
Fun podcast to be listened to away from young ears. I enjoy the standard editioner's humor and gameplay tips. I'll never be able to look at Pura the same.
None of us will.
Wow. Great that I didn't know that line was coming, actually, right after we're like, we were talking about sexy Pokemon. We all have some we got some issues to work out. And that's like, they also talk about, okay. My new podcast friends peer pressured me into tackling the fire temple, which intimidated me when I first arrived. But if Link didn't take on the challenge, I'd need to skip that standard episode and miss out on the jokes. Plus, Yunobo wouldn't stop bugging me. He is, man, when you, once you activate him and you are trying to do anything in that area, he was so annoying.
Hey, you leaving?
Chill out, Goro. Standard mission accomplished. Good work.
Nice.
This episode, we are going to the East Coast, Beast Coast.
Yeah. Ooh, wait, I want to tell everyone what I'm drinking. I'm drinking the Hendrix Gimlet. As dictated by runner-up.
Described last. Yeah.
Runner-up of the Blue Bar Challenge.
Oh, yeah.
Vegan gamer via Twitter. Vegan. Yep. So I got a real nice Hendrix Gimlet. Thank you.
It's delicious.
Nice.
I have a local Mac and Jack's Amber.
Ooh. Oh,
that's where my camera is.
Very nice. Oh, I like the lion on it.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I do like that.
It reminds me of when you dressed up as sexy Simba for Halloween.
That's true.
Oh, that was a good one.
Oh. Yeah.
I remember seeing pictures of that. I wasn't at that one, but.
Oh, did you miss that one?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. That was Dirty Disney, right?
Yeah.
Dirty Disney.
Yeah. Nope.
My top three favorite Halloween costumes.
Did I find a child's costume at Goodwill and I cut it into two pieces, right?
Yeah.
So I wore the top as a mane and just cut off the shorts and then wore different shorts or something.
I think you had women's shorts.
Yeah.
That were like leopard print.
They matched the color or
something. Like orange or something.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. Very innovative.
Gender fluid Simba. Nothing was stopping me. Mm-hmm. Also, what were your, do you remember what drinks you made?
You always had the good themed.
That's true.
Hakuna Matatas or something. Anyway, take a drink for being off topic, and then let's get on topic.
Hey!
Which is East Coast. Mm-hmm. So, the way we wanted to do this one, since it isn't strictly a narrative moment in the game, if you could say there even is one of those in the game, we're going to just each talk about our favorite chunk on the East Coast and take the lead on it, and then we're all going to jump in and distract that person by being stupid and having our own fun commentary about it.
Hey.
Kaylee, I feel like I can guess yours.
It has to be Llewellyn.
I think you were talking about at the first episode, where we were all like, well, I'm at the, and you're like, I got a horse and I rode out there and I saved
and
everybody.
And I did the thing.
No spoilers, the swords and a dragon. Wait, what?
Say that on the first episode. That was like the first.
Something like that. I can't remember it exactly.
It was up there. Llewellyn Village. Loved that initial. So like, I'm hearkening back to it. It's been some time now, but the adventure of like getting out there. And then the actual setup of this area I thought was very interesting, where you're like, it's these forces, right? So those forces have infested, the monster forces have infested Llewellyn. And you have to eliminate all of them. And you have every single individual.
Yeah.
And if you don't, then they all will respawn over some period of time. And so you had to hunt them down and find them all. And so like when I first did this, I had like 5 hearts and it was very hard. But like I was like I went super stealth mode, very sneaky, like hitting them from afar with a good bow, killing them, fusing together better weapons. Like I killed one black one and then I had a really good weapon for a little while. The Bobakin sword thingies.
Right.
And so I was like, just, slowly worked my way through them all and then like found a cool perch and like took out the boss Bobakin on the boat, Bokoblin on the boat in the middle. But it was so much fun to like just sort of sneak around and coast around and pick them all off and like try to strategize it out because I didn't have 13 hearts that I could rely on. I had 4 or 5.
Yeah, how many times did you get one-shotted by a black Boko?
Oh, like 6 or 7. Like a lot. So I had to get good, and it felt very rewarding to do it. I got lucky though, and tell me if you guys hit this. I feel like the hardest one to find was the one in the well.
Uh huh.
That was the first one that I stumbled upon.
Yeah.
Oh, so I got lucky.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
Yeah, because I was like, here's a well. Maybe I can like make a base of operations. I see a fire. Let me go cook some stuff. And nice.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
No.
Yeah, that's funny. I was going to say.
I used my sensor to find the last one. Although I didn't know if it was going to be a Bokoblin or a Lizal or whatever.
Yeah. Smart.
That is smart. Cool. Yeah. Taking pictures. I got to remember to do that. Mm. Never stopped to just
Pokemon snap it. I just upgraded Pokemon stuff and started trying. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I was just going to say, like, my only real commentary on that section, well, I guess two things. Kaylee, hearing it through your eyes actually sounds a lot more fun than doing a lot later game, only because when you get more powerful in Zelda, you can get really sloppy. Yeah. It doesn't, you don't really have to. So,
yeah, you can.
I'm not sure I play well anymore, more than just running in and like banging people with what I'm so boringly systematic about it, where it's like, what's my running in and banging people? Well, with whatever my shittiest weapon is, right? Like, I always want to use my lowest level thing for some reason.
Trying to save the ones, so I
like pick that and I'm just running in and I hit it and then I pick the next thing. And I'm not like dodging or using a shield. People just hit you and my arm is pretty good. I have a lot of heart. So I don't try, which is kind of a bummer because I think it was more fun when I tried. Mm. You know what I mean? Like getting that Dark Souls moment, or it's like, I've got to think about this. I have to. And now I'm just kind of like, bah! I have a stick with like a horn on it. And you're like,
go ahead.
I want to use my shield more often, but somehow I always end up holding a two-handed weapon.
Yeah, that always throws me off too.
Yeah, I end up finding a lot of those too, and I hate that.
I do it without noticing. I don't have a shield equipped sometimes, and then I'm like going in there like, yeah, let me take this on. I got hit. So that's kind of annoying, especially because you use it to like auto lock too. So it's like you're doing it anyways for the most part. I think
I didn't realize that the point of, or I didn't play the area thinking I'm hunting them down. Mm. I just thought we're clearing the monsters, right? That's how it felt to me. So
it's a different mentality.
The one in the well didn't take forever to find, but I did feel like if they deleted the one in the well, I probably would have liked it a little more. Just because I saw the pirate ship as the thing, right? So I saw the first camps and I took them out so that I could get to the ship. And then I got to the ship and I had a big boss fight. And then it showed this little bar that like there's still one. And then I ran around for a while. I was like, where is this dude? And then eventually I saw the well and I was like, that'd be weird. Why would one be down there? And then he was just down there and I whacked him once and he died. Yeah. And I was like, that was stupid.
Yeah. As in the early game, like I stumbled on that first. And so like that was the first big weapon that I got. And like suddenly I went from having like a weapon that was like a 5 or an 8 to a 23. And I was like, now I can do this. And so it was like I do think the thing I was going to say was that like, I think that's why they prompt it so often in the early game. Like that's like one of the main characters you meet at Lookout Landing. There's like two or three of them that you can meet there who are like, Lurellin's been taken over by pirates. Oh no. And so like.
Lurline, I think.
Lurellin.
Sweet Lurline.
But I do think that's why they prompt it early is because I think it is more fun when it's a little harder because it's just like hunting them down, picking them
off. It's always fun when it's harder.
You're not wrong.
But it was a hunt. More challenging when it's softer.
True.
That's the Dark Souls.
I did like your acknowledgement of like the hunt versus clearing. Like I was hunting instead of clearing for sure. Yeah. That's a difference.
Tell us what happens after it, because there's some cool bits after you do that.
Yay! They all come back. They don't all come back.
I guess Jackie doesn't think it's cool.
Jackie's not interested in it.
I loved this.
I wasn't expecting it, but it made sense.
So like the village is decimated, right? It's all burned down. Yeah. And this is like my very favorite place in the last game. It was like the place that I would go when I was like stressed out and I would just need a little spot of happiness and like sunshine and salt air and joy. And it's all burned to the ground. And so I was like, oh no, it didn't all just come back as soon as I beat the monsters. Mm. Oh no, is this place just like gone forever? And then like Bolson and the town chief show up and they're like, we can rebuild. And Bolson is like, I'm going to do it for free. I just need materials. And so like, I was like, yeah, I can get you materials. And so I slept all around collecting all the logs and like collecting, it needs like 15 logs and like 20 bundles of rice or something like that.
Where do you get all this rice?
So.
Do you know you can ask him and he will give you hints?
Yes, you can ask him and he'll give you hints.
Oh, that's what I
asked. Did he tell you to cut the grass? Because fuck you.
You can't cut
or
the
buy it at Hatino.
I didn't tell you this, but I went to Hatino and bought it
of
all
course
there.
You would have just bought it. Yeah, because
I'm like, they sell this at Hatino.
And then I saw a dragon in the sky and I went up there and Griselda, she told me a secret and I took a sword and then I joined for the first episode.
And now I've beaten the game. No, I haven't beaten the game. I have been good, I promise. But so I went to Hatino and I got the rice there.
You can also buy some at Lookout Landing.
Yeah,
yes. I think they that they three. Kind of like populate stuff.
3 of 20.
Yeah.
You can like, I like bounce between a few and then like did some other stuff and then like would go back because it refreshes on the day, I think.
Oh, so,
wait. Yeah. I want to know how everyone did the logs.
Mine was pretty good.
Because you can't use the palm trees. You have to go get logs. So how did everyone approach it? Kayla, you first. Your zone.
I went to the, there's like an area like right above where the shrine is, where there were some trees there. Mm-hmm. And that area happened to be full of like the walking evil trees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Evermean.
Pseudo Wudo.
Evermean. Yeah. And so.
Sexy pseudo Wudos.
I kept like going to that area, killing a couple of those, lumping them together, taking that with me away, coming back. They would have respawned. Mm. Do that again. Like those seem to respawn pretty damn fast.
There,
like,
I think there are enough up there to do it all in one go.
Oh, really?
I think so. Because even the Evermeans turn into the logs, right?
They do.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. They're shaped, they're like a little bit different, but they're valid. He accepts, Bolson accepts Evermean corpses.
I see.
For construction materials.
Yeah.
So my.
Hold on. I want to just close with one more detail from Kaylee.
Uh-oh.
Are you saying you just details on how you transported it down? How did you transport the logs down?
So badly the first time. So I smooshed a bunch of them together and then pushed them down the hill and half of them destroyed themselves.
No.
And I was like, I went through and I collected 15. And that was the first time I learned that crafted like structures could be damaged. Mm. So it like half of them were gone by the time it got down there. So
did
I
they like turn into wood?
No, they turned into nothing. They disappeared. Funny. Yeah. Oh, and so I was like pissed, you know, because I just spent time doing this. Yeah. I was like,
I didn't realize that could happen.
So I turned in what I had to Bolson and then was very, I walked it down carefully using Ultra Hand.
Jackie.
I had fun with this. So even though it was super tedious and I wish I didn't have to do it. I auto built my car, my favorite car. And I went driving and I got like pretty far. I went to the rainforest and I went and chopped at one of really fat palm trees, which your sword just goes straight through it. Like you can't.
Yeah,
you
they're
can't
not
chop
interactable.
I was so mad. So mad. I was like, this place is full of trees and I can't get at them. Mm. And then I chopped a bunch of grass in my fury and I got one rice.
Oh, yeah.
So then I like went the other way for a bit and then I pulled up the map and I was like, where are there trees? And so I found the plateau that was near the shrine that had all the things. And I made a ramp. There's like a little construction cache near there. Mm-hmm. I made a ramp to get up onto the plateau so I wouldn't have to climb it and I thought that I could walk ultra hand walk the logs down, but I just kind of like hover them over the edge and hit like the down button as much as I could and let go and see if that worked, and it worked, so I just did that. But then I tried to make like a semi truck. So I took the back wheels off of my car and put it on the back side, the far side of these like 15 logs. But they were so heavy that they broke my car.
like the front wheels popped off because it was too much weight or something.
Oh, really? Wow.
Oh,
so then I just turned all the logs into a car. I just put wheels on the bundle of logs and the control stick, and I just drove the logs into Roller Ellen.
Bravo. That's
a great idea.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah.
All right, Alan, what's your approach?
So in the beginning, I think when you're down at Bolson's at, near the water's edge, there's a couple of logs there already somewhere. So I grabbed those immediately, gave it to him. There's like three of them, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then I basically just did what he told me to do. He was like, hey, you just go up on the plateau and cut down some trees. There's some there. Also, if you want some rice, plenty of grass around. It's going to take a while, but you could go to Hatino. So, you know, I did some farming and I cut some classic Zelda cutting grass. And actually, like in that area, like it's the most rice I've ever gotten. I don't know if it's just because it's that area. And that
I feel like there is more around there.
Yeah, it's just like they just spawned more. So I was just like, ooh, rice. So that was pretty easy. But then when I got up there, I cut down all the trees, killed all the evermeans. The thought did cross my mind, like you, Jackie, to like just make a car out of the thing and ride it down. But I didn't have any like Zonai wheels available to me. So I was just like, whatever. Ultra hand the whole thing, you know, squish it together. And then I just dropped it down the hill, not even thinking. So, and it did make it down. So I don't know if it just like didn't hit, like, I just kind of slid
too rough,
it down.
Kaylee.
Yeah.
Apparently, I guess, I'm too rough with my wood.
Holy. Poor Jimbo.
Oh, God. Oh, I'm dead.
Yeah,
Jimbo,
so
write in and wink twice if you need help.
Yeah, write in winks twice.
Yeah.
So yeah, maybe I just got lucky there, and it just didn't hit like every rock going down or something.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then I just handed in the trees, the lumber.
We all had a closer experience than I thought. But I went a little more retro with mine. I was like in a role-playing mood when I happened to get this. And I was like, I want to use the horse wagon thing.
Yeah.
And like the horse and all that.
Yeah. I considered getting my horse. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. It was just like, I don't know why. I want to feel like this is a real cool. There's something about Breath of the Wild that I'm missing a little bit, which is I think I've talked about this before, but like to me, the big new mechanic is skydiving, right? It's so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
But it also allows you to like travel the map so fast that I do miss a little bit of the Breath of the Wild traveling of it feeling a little bit more like a journey sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like it would be sort of difficult. You would have to actually like plan a route because maybe you didn't have a lot of endurance to climb yet.
Yeah.
Different things like that, right? Like, or you'd see a body of water and be like, I genuinely can't swim across that.
Yeah.
What will I do? And you would need like a plan. Just because of skydiving, I think you can break a lot of those moments now if you want, right? You could just basically be like, I'm going to skydive and basically cut out, you know, 3/4 of the journey and then I'll do the last little climb, but like whatever. So as a result, I was just feeling like, I'm kind of missing some of that. They gave me a horse that I never used, kind of like you said, Jackie. It's like I try, but then the terrain either makes it not make sense or you can get around faster skydiving. So like, why would you? And I was like, fuck it. I want to use my horse. I want to get the stupid wagon thing. I want to like use whatever the saddle is, you know. So I set the whole thing up at the nearest stable and then have the memory of like, oh, wait, shit, you build the cart. The cart isn't the thing they gave me. It was just the saddle to drag a cart.
Yes,
that's right.
Yeah.
So I build a cart and I'm like, okay, whatever. And I attach the thing and it's going pretty well. It's a very simple cart because I just went up to like the nearest wood cache. Right.
Yeah, it's got the wheels.
Yeah, it's basically just like wheels and plywood. And it's like, boom, here we go. Good enough. So we get up there. I go to the plateau because it's your nearest place, right? And I'm like, cool. Yeah. And then I'm gonna chop some trees. I built it like actually axe. Then the trees come to life, right? Because I'm not expecting it. Mm-hmm. And I am trying. I don't remember what I'm trying to do, but somehow I accidentally pick up the stupid Goron and throw him, which lights all the trees on fire. Because you know how he leaves fire? So a tree lights on fire.
Oh, no.
The tree lights the cart on fire. Just running around. The tree's panicking. He hits my cart.
No.
horse has a cart on fire and it freaks out and it's running with the cart. It runs over the fucking hill.
So
my horse with a cart on fire runs over the hill, fucking like crash lands, you know? Like he doesn't die, he's just like standing weirdly when I find him. He's just like, but the cart is gone and I'm like, God damn it. So I bring him back up. I'm still like, all right, that was unexpected, but like that's systematic Zelda fun, right? Like that's what you play for. You're like, all right,
yes, yeah.
But I still want to bring this motherfucker home on a cart, so I end up like doing the auto build to rebuild my cart. So now it's just a shitty green cart, right? It's all green goo because it's not green. None of it's real materials. It's just like
there's
green
a cache
shit
on the ground, right there.
Oh no, you're right. But because that's what it was. Because I used the wheels are gone. Uh-oh. So I did have lumber, but now it's all green wheels because I needed to fabricate those. And I'm like, oh God, they only put four wheels in each of these. So I bring it back. I now expect what's happening. I send the Goron away, chop all the trees down, collect it. I'm trying to do it all at once though, which is foolish. Mm. And I've got your tiny piece of plywood and I'm like, all right. You can't like stack mini wide because the wheels are too close, so I'm like so I'm just dumb. I put just one in the center and then I did my stacks on top of it, so I'm like, this will raise it up over the wheel so that I can start stacking it. So I'm like Jenga-ing the pieces one at a time, and my cart's leaning a little bit to the right and I slap one on the left, and then it's like leaning a little bit to the left and I slap it on the right. So eventually I get it all on and I get on the horse and I go about 1 foot and like the cart breaks and the wheels break and the thing flips and it's all just destroyed.
And you die of dysentery.
So then I picked it all up and did what you guys did. I ultra handed it and I didn't drop it. I just literally walked off the edge with it and so that it would like land with you a little, you know, so then it's like me and the wood roll down the hill and then I pick it up and drop it off the next little hill. And then I walked to him and he's like, thank you for all the wood. And I was like, that was so stupid. God damn it.
Yeah. I love this quest though.
Yeah. Cutting the grass. What you guys may not know, Alan called it out, that was a good throwback to old school Zelda. You always would cut the grass and find like rupees.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was like a general pastime was cut the grass. In fact, this is probably not true, but I felt like I found the most rice whenever I would do a regular sword charge and do the old school spin attack.
I feel like that's
when I would get the most rice.
Hmm. Interesting. Hmm. That could be worth testing out a little bit more. Yeah. Cool. Awesome. Wow.
Well, very dedicated, Billy.
Awesome.
To the roleplay.
Bravo.
Bravo.
It was stupid. Yeah. That was like an hour and a half.
I can't believe it.
And then it's like,
that's it.
Yeah,
it's so stupid.
Does wagon wheels just have like a weight limit, I guess? Or the just like a.
I guess. There must be some levels of tolerances because like noticed that like sometimes when you like put things at a weird angle, it just collapses.
So there must be
the physics engine behind this must be pretty fantastic, actually. I'm kind of impressed because it's like it does take into consideration so many different variables all at once. And I think that weight is one of them for sure. Like impact seems to be.
Yeah. I mean, it broke the front wheels off of my car.
Yeah, so,
Oh, man. Yeah, I feel like I've only ever get that from the sign guy. So when you're building like his sign stuff, I've tried to do stuff where I'm like, yeah, let me just put this here and then I'll put something on, and it's like, it's a funny little noise when it falls off.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm done with that guy. I think I've blown by him like so many times now. Every time we do a new area, he's standing right up front, and I'm like, fuck that. I don't need rice balls. I don't need more rice balls.
You guys know about the, wait, did we talk about the fan theory that he's a Yiga?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Did we? Okay.
Maybe it was offline.
Maybe you and I just talked about it. Yeah, no, the fan theory is that he's a Yiga deserter because he's got like, he's kind of tall and lanky. He's got all the stuff from the depths, which is where all the Yiga are now. There was something else about it. I forget. There was something else. Hmm. I forget. I'll think of it later. But yeah, that's kind of the idea. Oh, and the Kakariko stuff. So because he was making rice balls, which is like the signature dish of the Sheikah. And like Kakariko Village, so it's like that's the other tie.
That's super cool.
No banana related things.
He doesn't be too obvious, banana.
Right? Yeah, I guess so.
If it were Elden Ring, if you killed him, he would have bananas, and you would
Or like a banana like locket or something.
You get like a Yiga like garment or something.
Yes.
Like something. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I like that theory. Kay, do you want to take us through the rest of the village?
And then you do some cute stuff where you help Bolson reassemble things. And then you finally use some of the palm tree stuff and you get the palm tree thing and you put it in the house structure. And then Bolson does his little song and dance, which is a nice memory, and puts the house back together just the way that it was, which is awesome. And you go around and you do that for all of the buildings that were destroyed. And it's just like a wonderful little happy moment. And all the villagers come back and they're like, wait a minute, I was expecting my hotel to be demolished. And look, it's here and it's imperfect and it's just the way it was. Oh, my gosh. And they like at the end of all of it, they throw you a feast. And they call you the savior of Llewellyn. And they say, we don't have really any money to give you, but what we can do is every time you visit, you can come up and get free food from this person and a free bed from this person anytime you want. And so it's like, and you can play at the gambling place for free as well.
Oh, yeah.
Gambling.
They're courting you. Boy.
They're like the savior of Llewellyn.
Yeah, he basically gets the key to the city. Which is kind of nice, actually. Like, pretty nice. I mean, you kind of get a lot of free stuff in there.
Cool. A lot of free stuff. And then, like, you can unlock. The next thing is that, so after that happens, then, like, you kind of see that Bolson and the mayor chief are kind of, like, talking off to the side. Yeah. And if you go up to them, they're talking about ways to increase the tourism back to Llewellyn. they throw out some ideas. But the one that they land on is the water rally. Which we have already kind of done the first part of. So I want to know if you guys did you guys do the water rally quest?
No, I went back
to Tarrytown to do the race. So that's like the first part. You guys talked about the race a couple episodes ago.
Yes.
So there's a water version.
A water version, essentially.
How do you get them there, Kaylee? Because went back, I did the race quest, but I thought, completed the very first round of it or something, and I thought all there was to do is like try to beat my high score, but they won't leave or
did
go
they
back.
Talk to you again? Did you go up and talk to them again?
Yeah, and they're just kind of like, do you want to try to beat your high score, or am I talking to the wrong person?
The Gerudo, go to the Gerudo women.
Okay,
because they're maybe the
they walked
pro.
Away and I have to talk to them and then they go or something. Okay, got
yes, because the Gerudo women are the actual pro racers.
I see.
Right.
So those are the ones you can recruit to go make the water rally.
Cool. Okay. So I guess Kaylee, so is the water rally thing at Llewellyn, of the three options, is that like the only one you can do? Because there was three options and I started with the water rally. So I was like, oh, okay. I didn't know if it was my choice or if it was literally like part of the game that they had two other choices that they didn't want to do.
I forget. I picked one of the other choices first, and they were like, no, I feel like that would conflict with so-and-so's business.
Oh, I see. Yeah, okay, so some of that made sense. Yeah,
I picked both of the other ones first.
Did you?
Got shot down.
You're like, please, God, sort not of a the bummer. Water rally.
Yeah, like, a floating hotel would be tight.
Yeah, I was like, hotel. But I guess it's already a hotel. I thought that
floating
maybe
floating hotel,
just
I was like, that's epic. Let's do it.
That would be cool.
And they shot it. What was the other one? Was the other one another restaurant?
The other one was another restaurant.
Yeah. So what? Okay. I got more than one restaurant in my town. What are we talking about?
No, just the one. Just the one.
But yes.
You don't want to hurt their business. They already give me food for free, dog.
They do.
Like,
they
don't
do,
even
they
have
do.
Business.
What business?
That's good food.
What business? But yeah. And then that's Llewellyn. And then everything goes back to happy wonderfulness there. And it makes Kaylee happy on the inside. Oh, wait. But there's one more follow-up.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Since defeating all those forces at Llewellyn, have you gone back to Lookout Landing?
Oh, I have, but I haven't talked to anybody. I just like got a heart container.
Because there were several NPCs there who were like, I used to live in Llewellyn and had to leave because of the pirates. And so if you go back and talk to them, there's like a follow on. There's another follow on quest there, especially with one of the guys who's like in the, I think he starts in like the secret exit area where the beds and stuff are, like the underground area Lookout Landing. He's married to the shopkeeper in Lookout Landing.
So they
like split off and he goes off back to Llewellyn. And then there's a whole bit about trying to find a boat because like his boat's gone. Hmm. And so you have to like follow the currents like out to this one spot where the currents all go, where the boats have all stacked up. And if you go out there, there's like a bunch of these Llewellyn boats that are all like piled up.
And it's like shaped like whales.
Yeah.
Shaped like whales.
Yeah.
Then you have to bring one back for him.
Not very good boats.
I rode some rockets on one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sea boat. That makes more sense that there's boats there. I didn't do that quest because I didn't get that far yet, but I did get to the part where there are those boats on that little island.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh yeah, I mean, this is great. I can use this as like an actual boat instead of my makeshift like Huckleberry Finn one that I made. Yeah. I saved and I'll just use. But it didn't seem like it was a great, much better, honestly.
No, I kept my little shitty boat. That's in my
favorites. Yeah, I put a fan on it. I was like, this is great. It's already a floating boat. And it's like, this is not as good as what I made.
It's fine.
Yeah.
All right, who wants to take us somewhere else? Your next favorite bit, Jackie or Alan?
Anything cool?
Well, I don't know if mine is not necessarily the coast if it counts, but it is the area.
Uh-huh.
I was going to say, because I did this kind of weird, I didn't do it from Lookout Landing. So I had like a little boat and I just basically did the coastline that way from like where we last played was Zoran, right? Zora, mm-hmm. right? So, I kind of did that way. So like I got to the monster forces in Llewellyn, like from like the tip of the coast.
Oh, cool.
And I'd never made it. Like, so I never made it to Lookout Landing or got. So when the quest ended, I was like, or when I beat the monster forces, I was like, oh, okay, that must be it. And then all the people came and I was like, oh, I probably would have talked to these people like earlier. So it kind of was a bit backwards.
You do everything backwards.
I know. Well, I was like already there. So I was like, I'm not going to trudge all the way. Kaylee like,
just
through.
Doesn't grok
Wait,
it.
did you just say that you've never been to Lookout Landing?
No, I have been to Lookout Landing, but I haven't like gone past it really.
You don't need Lookout Landing to unlock the quest of Llewellyn. You just talk to
Bolson
and the chief. Like they're near the shrine by the town.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I was thinking of I don't know why I was thinking of the stables instead. But yeah, you know, I've been to Lookout Landing. Yeah.
Okay. I thought for some reason you had never been to Lookout Landing.
No, I had to. Yeah,
and
yeah,
then
no,
we'd just
no,
been talking
totally
about
been
like
yeah, yeah.
how hot no, Pura was with you, no context whatsoever. No.
There was and you meet so many people from Llewellyn like throughout like the game too. So, but I guess I didn't go like through the rainforest. I didn't go through all that stuff to get there.
Oh, gotcha.
I only did it from like the coast. Mm. But then I guess my favorite part of the coast wasn't really the coast outside of Llewellyn. I thought it was pretty cool. I did the, when we got to the Skyview Tower, I thought that was pretty cool. The sky stuff up there. And I don't know
I didn't do that yet.
Yeah. So there's, and I don't know if you guys done this. There's one part up there that like I've been trying to get to this goddamn island forever, like up here. From like different points of the map, and when I finally got to that lookout of the tower, I got up to some of the islands up there. There was a shrine, and then there was this one island that like I literally couldn't get to. I don't know if you guys have gotten into it. It was basically like this sort of like on the map. It's like a bunch of circles in like a
skydiving challenge, right?
I guess so. Yeah, I guess it is. Wait. It's the one with the lasers.
Oh.
No, I don't think mm-hmm. I know what this is.
I've been there. I know what you're talking about. Have you haven't been to this island?
No, I just got to it like because of this.
I stopped
like,
myself from giving a spoiler.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, we don't have to talk about it.
I feel like I have to take a drink for Kaylee not giving a spoiler. That's incredible.
I like that island.
Yeah, no, it was really cool. If you can get to it, I still had to take a little bit of a, I basically like just use all my Zonai charges to like get to it.
So he did get there, but he has not previously before this time talking about it, has not previously been there. Is that correct?
No, I've never been there before. Is that what you're saying?
At this current point in time, at 9:44 p.m. on 8/16/2023, have you made it to that Sky Island?
I have.
Stop hitting your microphone. I have.
Keep hitting your microphone.
I can't help it.
Yep, totally made it.
He made it. He got there.
Got there. It was cool. Although, like, it was one of those ones, like, the maze where, like, you have to start the thing at the bottom, which is stupid because what you want to do is get to the top of that. Because it was a very, like, spiral-like island. Yes. And I was like, yeah, I'm just going to climb my way up there. And when you get to the top, there's nothing.
There's nothing.
And I was like, oh, no, I did it again. I had to go back down and, like, initiate the thing. And then when you initiate it, it's actually a super cool, like little, like, flying kite thing that you kind of go up in. And you do this, like, very, like, Mission Impossible laser thing. So I suggest everyone go there. I think it's really cool. It's worth the Zonai.
Charges to get there. Sounds fun.
Yeah, yeah.
That was where I initially like hopped onto the light dragon from.
Huh. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. It's cool. I think technically I haven't done like the stuff once you get down there. There's like another shrine that you get to do. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of where I stopped. Cool. So the coast took me to the sky. So basically I did the homework.
That's valid.
Everyone
Yeah, that's
not I did the homework. I did it, guys.
I did it. It was hard though. Yeah, yeah.
It was.
That Skyview Tower was funny because it was raining, right? And it always rains.
Yeah.
So did you guys figure that out pretty easily? Yeah.
I think I just like ended up like launching myself over. I couldn't get put a roof on it to burn. It wouldn't work.
Oh.
Oh. And so, that's like, how I did it. Yeah.
I think I ended up like hurting myself to get across the barrier of the thorns and then like
just, oh, and wow. then like you opened the door that
you
way?
Just brute forced that shit. My
I
God.
Think I just brute forced that shit because I just I kept building like a structure to like keep the rain off of it.
Huh.
But like it wouldn't work. I don't know what I was doing wrong. I was certainly doing something wrong. I just couldn't figure out what it was.
Mm. Yeah. I had a little trouble with it too. Well, first I figured, so they had scaffolding coming out, right? Mm-hmm. And I was like, I will attach a piece to that scaffolding, but it just wouldn't let you. And I was like, that's okay.
Oh, I thought that would be like the kind of like the bridge.
That's right. That's what you think you're going to do, right? Geez. So anyway, I just built it way longer. And then rested it on the scaffolding. Mm. And I was like, fine, I won't connect it. I'll build it so fucking long that it just sit there. And then that, I remember what you're talking about, Kaylee, because like it still had trouble shielding the rain and I had to slide it around or make it thicker. And then it finally worked. And then I could start a little
fire. Didn't use the scaffolding at all. I literally used two boards and put it directly on top of the thorns and then threw a fire choo-choo into it.
Yeah. Fuck you. Do you know how much time I wasted doing a thing I didn't even want to do?
I wasted.
I want to be more creative.
I had a Billy moment based on your wagon. So I explored a lot of the depths, and this is not my favorite thing, but it's a story I'm going to tell. I was exploring the depths because I wanted more of the nostalgia armor.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
The best thing in the game.
Yeah.
So I like, you know, I checked under Lorelin and I checked under Kakariko, I think, for like more armor pieces. And I got a hat. I don't remember which one, but anyway, there was this one area directly beneath the heart-shaped pond.
Yes.
Oh. That's like an observation deck or something.
Yes.
Oh,
there's another heart-shaped piece down there. And for some reason, I got it into my head. There's one of the, like, there is a schema stone or a Yiga schematic that you can get at one of the mines down there that's literally just a bridge. It's just like six pieces of concrete all smushed together into a very long piece. And I thought, like, I want to make a ramp from this part where I am down here up
up to the top of this building. And it was so hard to maneuver because it's so huge. And the you hit the button to rotate and it takes forever to do it. And like, and like, if you don't place it just so, it'll fall down even deeper into the chasm. And like, oh my God, I think I wasted over an hour just trying to put this ramp in place because I was that bored with my life. And I was like, it's Saturday morning. I have nothing to do right now. I'm just going to lean into this. And I did get it eventually. I had to climb a little bit. It didn't go all the way to the top. but yeah, you know, it happens to all of us, I think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, nice, nice.
Man. The Zelda time sink.
Uh-huh. That's a real thing.
It mm-hmm. is.
It's a real thing. Sometimes oh, so there's something glorious. Beneath the, there's another matching like heart-shaped thing down yeah. there? Uh-huh. Oh, cool. Okay. Yeah, that, no, I,
it's, yeah, yeah. It's missable. It's okay. not like, okay. oh my God, you have to see it.
Yeah. I went up there in Lorellin because the guy that lived there, in one of the houses you rebuild, he's mm-hmm. like, hey, that, do you see the picture of Zelda and her?
Mm.
Yeah. And I thought there was mm-hmm. something there, but there wasn't really anything that, unless I missed something, but I didn't, it was just a heart shaped pond. I was like, okay.
What's your favorite thing, Jackie?
My favorite thing encounter. Is something that Kaylee actually tipped us off on, and it was the message in a bottle that you find on the beach. Yeah. It is at Lorellin, right? The message.
It's a little bit north.
Okay.
Yeah.
In fact, I think it might be at. Like, is it actually up by the Akala Beach or something?
It's no, I didn't. Oh, no, I was okay. exploring between Hateno and Lorellin this whole time.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So somewhere
yeah, it's
between
at that
there,
cove. Yeah,
yeah. There's like a cove with a lot of like junk on the beach, like shipwrecky looking stuff. And there's a message in a bottle, and it says, "Somebody help me! I was out on a fishing expedition, and I went into this cool looking cave, and a rock fell, and I'm trapped in here. But I was able to set. There's all these bright bloom seeds inside the cave, and so I'm like shoving them through the crack, and hopefully the current." Can, you know, guide you. If you go against the current, you could follow the bright bloom seeds back to where I am and get me out of here. And it was really fun because I found this in a bit of a roundabout way. I had been up on the like really tall plateau north of Lorellin that's kind of shaped like a penis.
this is a family show.
No, okay, not. Fuck you.
No.
I remember this geography.
So I jumped off of that cliff and went to Eventide Island and did that whole thing, which was fun, but not my favorite.
Yeah. Eventide was cool.
And then from
it was
there,
no old school Eventide.
It wasn't.
Yeah.
Then from there, I went to go explore the other islands, like, that are way off the coast. Mm. And that's where I found all the boats.
Yeah.
So cool. I made myself a little boat, and I was tooting around in the water. And and then I saw the bright bloom seeds, and I was like, oh, my God, oh, my God. And so I followed them back to the beach, picked up the mission, and then followed them back. All the way up to the cave. It was a long way.
It was.
Yeah.
It was a long way. Okay. And you actually have to like pay attention to where. So there is a little trail of bright bloom seeds in the water, but they're hard to spot in the day.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
It took me longer than just one night. Like I think I started it at night, but it took me into the daytime to like find it all the way there.
Yeah, same.
And so you have to like pay attention to like where these things are and the currents and stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think I like had to put some batteries on my fan.
Yeah.
It was because I haven't upgraded my personal battery very much because I always just have batteries, but whatever.
Always. Yeah. Yeah,
I always forget where to do it. I did it one time and it got me to the third battery.
Kaylee's just
and I just constantly forget like whatever their Kaylee's shitty economy is they made up. I can't remember how to do it.
You gotta go to a forge construct and exchange your zonite.
I think I did that part, and then I can't remember.
And then you have to go to, and then right outside of Lookout Landing, there's one of the
refinery
constructs who will then take your crystallized zonite and turn it into battery slots.
Right. Outside of Lookout Landing.
It's a lot of bargaining.
You do accept that that's a bad system.
I do accept that it's a bad system.
Because it's literally just.
But I've got like
seven
full batteries.
There's nothing interesting about
now.
It. It's just you teleporting to two different conversations, right? Like there's nothing interesting going on.
Basically.
No.
Yeah.
It's just teleporting to different conversations. And like, but like, it's also dead simple. And so, like, and now I
we're
have.
We're dead stupid.
I have so much fucking
we're
battery,
dead standard.
Though, yo. It's
yeah.
Great. We are standard.
We're dead standard.
We're dead standard.
I did it once. And
I did it
my
once too.
Yeah,
and I feel like that's the battery I'll take to the grave in this game.
I do wish I had more in the times I'm like in the middle of the air or like using a device and I'm like.
But I always have battery I can fucking eat. He's like popping pills out there, like speed, and then he's fine. He's fucking flying to
the bubblegum machine.
Yeah. I know, though they do give you more.
I don't need that.
I do. All over the place. Yeah, I do regret it, though, like eating the bubble, the zone I charges.
Yeah, I pop that shit.
Yeah. I save the large ones for.
I haven't used
my
a large
quarters.
One yet. Yeah,
I
gotta feed the machine.
No.
You know the big gumballs.
Uh-huh. I like the big ones.
They're pretty good. They last a long time.
I think Kayla's in a mood tonight. The big ones do last for a long time. That's basically what I was getting at. Uh-huh.
Yep.
I didn't say
this
that.
This is a family show.
I need to get more battery.
So you find
the
guy and he gives
where
you Kaylee like $100.
What?
Wasn't there an episode where Kaylee was like, and I'm a kinky cupcake?
Oh, yeah. No.
Like, what?
Oh, yeah. No, I said geeky. And you thought I said kinky.
Yeah. We thought it was
because
exactly
you heard
what
you wanted to hear.
Billy rewriting history here.
Herstory.
Yeah.
Is there, there is a cupcake Pokemon. Right?
There is a cupcake Pokemon.
There's got to be.
I think it's an evolution of all creamy. Not what I'm picking.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Kaylee, we're going to have to share, maybe on the Patreon, pictures in our costumes.
Why is that a have to?
I don't know.
Have to do that.
Get more money.
This is not an OnlyFans.
I mean, Jackie's going straight to like.
Yeah,
hey, listeners, write in if you want the standard OnlyFans channel.
Not nudes. It's a totally PG-13 costume.
OnlyFans is for all kinds of entertainment, Jackie.
Okay. Well, so is Patreon.
I feel like we've lost the plot here a little bit.
We're distracted, and so I don't remember.
You go to the cave.
Oh, the cave,
release
the
man.
The
and there's a... So, generally, my sensor plus, I have it set to treasure chest.
Smart.
Which is very useful. And when you go to the cave to get the guy out, there is a hidden treasure chest under a rock.
What?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Ah! Uh-huh. There's
What's
a rock that looks like, oh, they just gave me a rock.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
I don't need this rock. I'm not going to bother. But it's covering a hole that has a treasure chest in it.
Oh, that's cool. What's in it? What's in it?
Something forgettable.
Okay.
And that's why I don't... Actually, Rippies, I put mine to treasure chest in the sky. Because I think it could be maps to nostalgia.
Maps, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, yep.
But on the ground, I do shrines.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Gotcha. I haven't put it to anything yet, so...
I had trouble...
I need to do it.
Yeah. My main time suck exploring this coast was... So when I went downstairs to look for armor, I found a light route, and I marked it on the surface. And... I couldn't find it.
Oh, like, it was a shrine. Yeah.
It was not directly on the surface. Mm. It was inside of a cave.
Oh.
And so I was running around like crazy looking for this freaking shrine. Yeah, that was my other thing.
Okay. I think my you took one of mine because I had a lot of fun with the message in the bottle as well.
Mm.
And
yay.
I actually was lucky enough to find it right before Kaylee sent her message.
Oh, funny.
Yeah.
So I got the actual experience of, like, I saw the bright seeds and I was like, what is that? But then from there, I did what you did, Jackie. I followed them to where they went to find the message in the bottle quest and then reversed it.
Oh.
Pretty fun quest. But I think outside of that, my favorite would be Wind Waker stuff. So, Kaylee, it's funny to me that you've never played the Wind Waker.
Oh, I have played Wind Waker.
Oh, you have played it. Okay,
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I forgot that. I knew that you hadn't played as many of the old Zeldas as us, but that makes sense that you do have the connection to this place then, because I was going to say it's funny that you do without it. But one of the things you can get after you do all the shitty village quests is find the original blue shirt
from
the opening of Wind Waker, and you can get that shirt.
Yeah. The dad
shirt. The blue lobster.
The dad's blue shirt is the little like opening lobster shirt from the opening of Wind Waker. And then I also collected all of the Wind Waker nostalgia gear. So that was part of my enjoyment. So I've been using that in the area. And trying to level it up to see if it has a fun bonus.
Yeah.
But I haven't gotten there yet. I think I need more shooting stars and something else. Maybe Hinox stuff or some random kind of like beast you don't find all the time. I can't remember.
Better have a buff if they're asking you for star fragments. That's not easy to come
star
by.
Fragments is
I think that's for all the I think all the nostalgia gear is star fragments to upgrade.
Oh,
so
is
then
really?
They better all have buffs because, like, as
that would be so cool if they did, right? Like, give me a wind buff, then give me, I don't know what the Twilight one is. Oh, maybe a shitty light buff. I don't know. But yeah, like, I do find my favorite thing in the game. You said this a while ago, Kaylee, is totally collecting gear and upgrading it to see what it will do. And the best ones are the ones that do have a light physics interaction. So, you said this was one of your favorites, Alan, the ninja gear that at night you can run faster. Awesome. Climbing gear that you can climb faster.
Yeah.
The Zora gear that you can swim faster. Like, all those are so much more interesting to me than, like, the temperature gears. I get why you need those. They're just not like super fun.
Yeah.
So I'm really hoping that the nostalgia gear gives you just silly unlockables. I hope I'll be so sad if I go through all of it and it's just like either nothing or like attack. I don't know, something stupid.
I have a feeling they don't because I leveled up one of them and the fairy said not everything has a special buff.
No.
Was that before or after she went,
either or.
Who knows? I blacked out. I don't know.
I did finish leveling up the... I leveled up the Majora's Mask gear to get to learn what the buff is, which was fun.
Oh.
I wouldn't say it's worth a lot of your time, but it's fine. It's it's not bad, but it's not a physics one. So to me, it's just like less fun. If you can't manipulate the world subtly, then I find it less engaging.
Have you leveled up the skydiving gear?
Yes.
Great.
And that's my favorite.
That was a good one. That was
so
a really
worth
good
it.
One.
That
yeah.
was that's my favorite. Fun.
I want to know, like, what does the slip one do? But I haven't gotten all the...
I haven't gotten all
yet.
That stuff,
yeah.
I only got one piece of those. And
yeah
me too.
Sort of
that
only...
It's fucking sexy, though.
It's sort of...
It is.
That's the one you wear with the wig?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe. I mean,
is it,
it's,
Jackie?
Could be. Like a, I don't know.
I think it is.
Oh, no. The sexy one that I wear with the wig is the Frostbite
armor.
Oh yeah, yep.
Frostbite.
Yeah, it's like cold weather attack up. I think that's the one that historically I have worn with the wig. But the frog like chest armor is like more masculine sexy. So I don't know if it would go with the wig.
Or would it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Any other little bits that you guys particularly enjoyed? I went to the labyrinth. I liked that a lot as well.
Oh, the Akala Labyrinth?
Yeah. Well, I consider that that was the coast. It was on the coast. Yeah.
It's
the
east.
Water.
It's northeast. Yeah. Valley. Yeah, okay.
I saw it. I didn't go in it.
I wasn't sure if that was in scope, but noted.
Out of scope.
Did Billy pull a Kaylee? What?
Out of scope. Scope creep.
It was cool. It seems cool. I get the sense that they're all doing a very similar thing with a slight twist.
Mm. That makes sense.
But I really enjoyed the first one, and it had been a long time now since I had done it, so it was like, this is really cool. Like, the labyrinths are well done.
Yeah.
And you got the armor piece at the end.
I did. And it's obviously furthering the set, like they're not throwing a curveball.
Uh-huh. Mm. Excellent. Cool.
So I really can't wait till we go to the desert to do the last one just to complete the set.
Uh-huh.
Is that where
should we do it next? Okay, let's debate, because there's also a storm cloud in the sky that I've been wondering what is inside.
Wait. So I have the one piece of advice that Jackie and I have been given is to not do the storm cloud until the quest takes you there.
So we can do it. Who gave the advice?
Yeah, how do we pick up the quest?
It's Cookie Rico.
It's Cookie Rico.
So, do you remember who Cookie Rico is? You don't remember?
No, sorry. What?
Fairly. I trust him. Roommate. I trust him pretty well. Because I know this person's already beaten the game.
Sorry.
Yes. Okay. So I trust his advice. Following. Yes. He would not lead us astray.
I think then, okay, well, here's a question, because I didn't know if that would encapsulate Farron 2.
Mm.
So do we skip that and just go west?
Standard goes west.
West.
Okay, we were going west. Here, I have a challenge, though. To role play just a little bit.
Okay.
Everyone warp to, what's our favorite village, Kaylee?
Tenno?
No, the one I can't say.
Lorelin?
Yes, there you go.
Okay. you can't say Hateno, so.
Hateno. It's a hat. It's Hateno. It's all about hats.
It's not the hat Hateno. Part. It's Hateno. It's Hateno. You say
Kakariko. Hateno.
Kakariko.
Kakariko.
Hey. Kakariko.
All right, look. Here's the role play. So you go to
Lorelin.
Yeah.
And you cannot fast travel to go west. You have to migrate like our great forefathers in America did to go west.
Wow.
No skydiving, no fast traveling.
All right.
You can't also walk to a tower and then skydive. No skydiving.
Okay. So can we make vehicles?
You can do whatever you want outside of that. Yeah. Okay. And then we can discuss how we got there and what adventures you had along the way. But no fast travel to shrines, no skydiving from towers.
No Those flying are the only vehicles?
Two things. You can do a flying vehicle.
Okay.
Yeah, anything besides those two things. Just fast travel and skydive. That's
all right.
It.
All right,
my flying
fair
vehicle
enough.
Would go like 3 feet and then I'd have to recharge.
Well, what if your flying vehicle goes so high? So the problem with my hover bike at this point is that the fans point straight down. Uh-huh. I didn't look at the TikTok video. So the fans, I don't know if this is probably wrong.
You
the
have
fans
to angle like the back one.
Down. I tried, and I can't build it.
Yeah,
your Jimbo knows how to do this.
There's some geometry that
is awful. It's so wonky. And it involves the stabilizer, and it's just not, it's not good. It's not good.
Okay.
All right. Don't listen to your Jimbo then. I did try one, and I made them angled.
Like both, not both,
but then it won't stand up.
Did you do both?
I did both, and both the front.
Yeah,
and
I think
the back
you
want to
do one. Oh, I thought you wanted like front regular, back angled.
Yeah,
so it's
I think it's lifting and pushing you forward.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, the back.
Well, so because both of my fans
you're just
point
going
straight
up.
Down,
you built an elevator.
I go well, but there's a control stick, so I do go forward as
so
well.
So you can still, yeah.
But
yeah.
I go straight up and then skydive.
Oh, so you just ditch the
yeah. Sorry,
the bike.
I will clarify. If that is what you want to do, yes. Because the thing you're not supposed to do is use towers. So yeah. No towers.
No fast travel.
Or how about this? No towers. We've all been to. So like, if you get west and then you want to unlock a tower, yes. That at that point you're just doing the thing, right? But to go west, you have to start in the fishing village. You cannot go to shrines. And you cannot use a tower you've already used.
Okay.
But outside of that, like if your MO is to use vehicles, go for it. I will probably use a horse and get super frustrated.
Fair. Stop by the Don Dons on your way through Farron.
The what?
Well, see, are we doing that though? Because I thought we weren't
doing
it.
Stop by. It's real fast. It's not even worth like a whole thing.
Okay.
Like it's just like a 15-minute adventure. Get in, get out. See the Don-Dons.
The Don-Dons.
I have jokes for that.
Yeah.
15-minute adventure is sometimes what I wait all week for.
Okay, oh, so our homework is to get to Gerudo?
No. I actually thought about this. Based on what we've seen, I do think that we will, like, and I think we've in Tarrytown heard that there's a big sandstorm there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And if you think about the Zora area, and I think a few of the others, they really did guide you to, like, basically, you need to do the temple to unlock this area. Mm-hmm. So there's, like, almost no reason to explore the area until you do the temple. Like, I think they've kind of done that on purpose, which is cool. So if that is true, it is possible that we should either do the temple or do whatever the long quest is to get to its steps and just see like what that
I like
feels
that.
Like lengthwise.
Okay.
I like that because my wedding's in like 2 or 3 weeks and I have a lot of things on my plate.
And this is number one, I assume.
Uh-huh.
This is
number one.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Good.
Yeah.
I just tried some clothes on today to make sure they still fit. I have gotten fatter, but I'm going to roll the dice and think they're going to be close enough.
You're going to roll the muffin top.
That's right. It's the boobs larger.
Oh.
This is the bigger problem. Oh. Yeah.
Cool.
But going to the gym. Yeah. I moved up from 30-pound dumbbells to 35s.
Wow.
Bravo. Yeah.
I'm such a strong, skinny person. I'm like E.T. E.T. when he's drinking like the Coors Light.
Oh, no. not when he's like in the ditch.
Yeah, well, that comes after.
Oh. Yeah, that's
post. Yes,
that's post Coors.
That's post Coors.
Yeah.
Post Coors. A lot of Coors.
Cool.
All right, you heard it.
Nice. Nice.
I like it.
My brain is mush. Total mush. Woo, woo, woo.
Oh, mama. Put that thing on easy mode. Go with standard a dish. Story mode is my big fetish. Go with standard a dish. My avatar's all coquettish. Who's coquettish? This ain't no speed run. Take that starting hour. You can turn me into a farmer, but don't hit me a horse armor. I'm going standard a dish. Store mode is mine. Thank you.
rack a trophy home. You connected in the second thing just to pop out all this pigeon play. Well, I was still stuck in the starting tower. I've been lost for like a fucking hour. What? We're going standard dish. Why? The store load is by Ocean's Cookie.